Tonight, Beirut boils with rage. The explosions that destroyed Lebanon's capital now threatening to topple its leaders.
We're going to keep on fighting, even if it takes a lot, we will keep on fighting.
Thousands of protesters confronting police, even taking over the foreign ministry building. Police firing back with tear gas and rubber bullets. The protesters want a new government. And severe punishment for officials who let nearly 3,000 tons of ammonium nitrate sit in the city center for nearly 7 years. When it ignited Tuesday, it killed more than 150 people in one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history. Others just here to help clean up, but even this is a kind of protest against an absent government.
We are taking our destiny into our own hands. We do not believe in this government anymore.
Most Lebanese politicians are avoiding the wrecked neighborhoods, but ITV News' Emma Murphy spoke to the country's prime minister at the port.
Are you afraid of people's fury?
I'm not afraid of people's fury, but of course...
But do they have a right to be furious?
Absolutely, they have the right to be angry and furious.
An anger that's beginning to look a lot like vengeance.